友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
所以呢，后面的这个扬起尘土，它就 through the dust， 就从跟着这个在这个尘土当中一路跑，一边跑一边吃土。
So the servants are going through the dust.
Yes,
they're following their master.
所以像 minister 本来就是这个意思。
So the minister meaning through the dust, being a servant.
大家千万注意啊，不单单只是说教会里的执事。
It's not just only referring to the deacon of the church.
保罗说我们是新约的仆人，我们是新约的执事啊，使徒、先知、牧师、教师，所有人全都是仆人。
So Paul is here really referring to all of us. We are all servants of our Lord.
那为什么要用这个词啊？这个好像是很卑微的一个词啊。
But this is such a humbling word.
你要知道我们服侍的主是谁。
But because we need to know who we're actually serving.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是坐荣耀宝座掌一切权柄的神。
He's the Almighty God.
我们在他的面前不要想有任何可以骄傲炫耀的地方。
We don't have anything to deserve to be praised or, you know, have glory in front of him.
我们就是神的一个卑微不配的仆人。
We're a humbling servant of our Lord.
能够跟着主一起吃土都是主的福分和恩典。
It's a blessing to be through the dust and follow our Lord.
保罗说今天我们就是做了新约的仆人。
Paul said we're ministers of the new covenant.
不是凭着字句，刚才我们刚讲过字句，他说的乃是凭着圣灵。
Not of the letter, but of the spirit.
那下面这句话呢，非常非常的重要。
Now the next sentence is even more important.
常常引起一些的误解。
Sometimes we could have misunderstanding of it.
说字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
所以呢有人就会认为说那么我们就不注重字句，我们就一味的单单只要追求圣灵就可以了。
Some people interpret that saying we do not need to care so much about the letter, but rather we just need to follow the spirit.
对这些经文如果是这样断章取义的理解会带来一些的偏差。
If we look at this without the context, then we could have a misunderstanding.
比如说刚才我们提到的这些自由派、不信派、新正统派、新福音派等等。
Out of the many of the progressive or different kind of branches of the Christian belief.
他们就认为说不要拘泥于圣经的字句。
I think we do not need to truly follow the words, the letter of the law, no, the letter of the scripture.
圣经里面好多的字句已经过时了。
So many of these words have already passed their time.
圣经里有好多的字句你不需要再从字面意义上去解释了。
You do not need to understand every or interpret based on the true meaning of each word in the scripture.
甚至有人说圣经里面有些的字句根本就不是圣灵所默示的。
They also think that some of those words and sentences may not be the breathed by the Holy Spirit.
你也不要在那里强调圣经无误。
So you do not need to emphasize that the scripture iserror free.
上次我跟大家分享了，有人就说不说 inerrant 就说 infallible 啊，你只要是应用圣经原则不出错啊就可以了。
He said, well, you just need to understand the general principle, and that's okay.
啊，是不是这样呢？
Is that true?
那还有另外一种误用错误的解释，这一节的圣经认为什么呢？圣灵非常的重要。
Another way to inappropriately interpret this is saying, well, the spirit is the most important.
就把圣经和圣灵对立起来。
They put the scripture against the Holy Spirit.
说单单的只是去读圣经，这是非常只是在人的理性里面的啊一些的东西。
Instead of just read the scripture is the only just to satisfy your rational kind of understanding.
有人认为他说圣灵叫人活，所以呢，我们要更多的去追求圣灵在我们生命里面活泼的工作。
They said because the Spirit gives life, so we just only need to care about what Holy Spirit does for us.
我就听到有一个牧师他做的这个见证，他说有一次教会里面有一个姐妹生命当中出了问题，来找牧师。
One time I heard a pastor talking about a testimony he had is that a sister in his church has you know, spiritual need and come to see him.
那么这个姐妹就说我要怎么做我要怎么做。
And the sister said, I need to do this and that.
你知道我们去做这种圣经的这个辅导 biblical counseling 啊，你会遇到两种的情况。
So when we're doing biblical counseling, you will see kind of two different kind of scenarios.
有的时候呢有的人真的是来谦卑的寻求辅导 counseling.
Yeah, one type is the people who truly are seeking the spiritual guidance.
也有的时候你会遇到有人来呢实际上他已经先预设好了自己的这个想法立场要做的这个抉择。
Yeah, but there are also other times that when people come, they're not really seeking the guidance, rather they already have to be determined what they would like to do.
他来找牧师呢，他不是寻求辅导，他只是来寻求牧师给他盖个章。
They're not coming to seek for spiritual guidance from the pastor, rather they're just seeking for the stamp of approval.
如果要是这个牧师讲的不合他的意呢，再换一个。
If this pastor is not telling him or her the thing he or she want to hear,they will just look for another pastor.
哎，然后呢，早晚总找到一个，然后他就会说你讲的对。
Well, when he or she finally find one that agree with him or her, she will say, okay, you're right.
其实人的意见是这样那样都不重要。这位牧师
It's not important how we view things.
这位牧师给这个姐妹辅导的时候呢，就感觉到这个牧师灵里面有这个问题，就说我们要打开圣经，看看圣经到底是怎么教导的。
So the one, the pastor is telling the sister, you know, say, we need to open our scripture and see what the Bible tells us.
这样很客观，对不对？啊，也很公平。
This is an objective way to look at this.
然后这个姐妹讲了一句话，把这个牧师吓了一跳。
Well, the sister said something that really startled the pastor.
这姐妹说，现在我已经不读这个东西了。
Well, the sister said, I don't read the scripture anymore.
啊，现在我都是直接从圣灵来领受啊。
I'm only receiving...from Holy Spirit directly.
服侍主这些年不时的我就会听到有人去片面的引用这句话The letter kills, the spirit gives life.
So I've seen out of my years of ministry, I've seen people like misuse this sentence for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
我们说解经的很重要的原则是已经解经，千万不能断章取义。
So when we're interpreting our scriptures, we need to make sure that we reallyusing our scripture to interpret it itself, not to interpret it using our own thoughts.
我想弟兄姊妹们圣经都很熟悉了。
I know many of our brothers and sisters are very familiar with the scripture.
提摩太后书三章十六十七节怎么说呀
?2 Timothy,
chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
Chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
Yeah, 我们就没有把这个摆在这里哈，我就直接说中文就好了。圣经都是神所默示的。都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。怎么会说圣经过时，圣经不重要了呢？
Yeah, the scripture is breathed by the Holy Spirit. So how can we say the Holy Scripture is out of date?
Yeah, 甚至主耶稣说天地都要废去，我的话一点一话都不能废去。
Yeah, so Jesus has told us that even though the heaven and earth will be gone, but my words will stay.
律法的一点一画都不能废去。
The letter of law will not be forfeited.
神来了不是废掉律法，是成全律法。
When Jesus came, he's not trying to, take down the scripture, but rather to make it fulfill.
那所以如果你断章取义的看，你以为好像这一段里面。使徒保罗再把摩西神颁给他的这个法版跟圣灵的工作把它对立起来。
So if you look at this, just only, you know, without the full context, you will see how, as if Paul was trying to, have the tablet of stone, what God told us, to make it a, going against the tablet of the spirit.
那如果这样，今天我们的圣经都不需要那么厚，就是后面的薄薄的新约部分就可以了。
If that's the case, then we don't need the Old Testament anymore.
那主耶稣就更不会说律法的一点一画。你知道这个什么叫一点一画？这个希伯来文有个 iota 是一个非常小的一个点，就是这个东西你都不能把它废去。这个标点符号你都不能把它废去。
So God, when Jesus tells us that you cannot just forfeit any of the scripture, that means just even very, very little, things in the scriptures cannot be forfeited.
那么到底次序叫人死，圣灵叫人活是什么意思？
So what does this sentence really mean? For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
实际上他这里讲的不是 either or, 不是一个对立的关系。
Paul is not talking about either or relationship here between the letter and the spirit.
而是一个递进的关系。
But rather is a progressing from the letter to the spirit.
我们知道旧约的律法，律法本身叫人知罪。
We know the letter of law in the Old Testament is to let people know that we sinned.
啊，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We all stand in short of God's glory.
啊，那么律法来定下我们的罪。
The letter of law will tell us, will judge us for our sins.
因为人里面的不完全，没有一个人能够靠行律法来称义来得救。
Because we're all sinners, we're imperfect, we cannot truly, see the eternal life, through what we're doing.
这是整本旧约圣经一再不断反复的通过以色列历史给我们看到这一点。
The Old Testament continues to show us that the, through the history of Israel, that we cannot, become, have eternal life through our behaviors, through what we're doing.
那圣灵来叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己，在耶稣基督的面前悔改，接受他宝血十架的救恩。
The Holy Spirit came to really show us to have us repent and receive Jesus Christ our Savior.
所以没有旧约是不可能有新约的。
There's no Old Testament, there won't be New Testament either.
新约是建基在旧约的基础之上。
The New Testament is built on top of the foundation of the Old Testament.
你看在海上有那个石油钻井平台，对不对？
And we see the oil drill rigs in the ocean.
我们看到就是水面上那一部分的高耸的那个平台。
The part we can see above the water is actually a small part.
实际上它底下的根基是插得很深的，一直要插到那个海床的里面去。
Yeah, the foundation actually goes very, very deep into the ocean floor.
那么这个钻井平台才能够耸出水面，才能够在那里竖立。
The oil drill rigs then can stand there.
旧约跟新约的关系就是这样。
That's the relationship between the Old Testament and New Testament.
因为呢，旧约渐旧渐衰，显出来人里面的罪性是何等的可怕。
Because the Old Testament really showed us how terrible and the sin can do to our lives.
现在圣灵来了，现在耶稣基督来了，赐下来这活活的救恩。
Now that Jesus Christ came and gave us the eternal salvation.
同时，这节圣经也确实提醒我们。
And this verse also reminds us.
读圣经不能够把它单单只是当成一本普普通通的书来读。
We cannot read the Bible as if it's just like a normal, typical book.
我们确实是要在圣灵当中来读圣经。
We have to follow Holy Spirit while we're reading scripture.
在圣灵里面来祷告。
And we're praying in the Holy Spirit.
就圣灵引导开启我们能够进入到主话语的深处。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us lead us to really understand what God means in the Holy Scripture.
也求圣灵通过他至圣的真道来照亮我们的心。
And have the Holy Spirit to really light the path for us.
这是一个正确的明白字句与圣灵的这个关系。
This is the right way to understand the relationship between the letter and the spirit.
好，我们继续往下来看。
Let's continue.
第三，圣灵还赐下的叫荣光。
Now, the third point is light from the Holy Spirit.
那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光。
But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious.
那这里讲的故事是怎么回事呢？
But what is the story about?
就是我们有讲到，因为摩西在西乃山上面看到神的一个背影。
But Moses saw the back of our God on the Mount Sinai.
没有人见过神的正脸。
No one see God's.Continent.
上个礼拜五我们校园团去查经有讲到唯有父怀里的独生子将他显明出来。
Only the Son of God, manifest God's glory.
所以如果你说在旧约当中不也有神以人形向人显现吗？
Well, in the Old Testament, isn't there also God manifest himself as a person in front of other people?
你要知道那显现的是谁。
You should know who that is.
但是当神父神亲自向人显现的时候，人是站立不住的，人是要死的。
When God himself really show himself in front of people, people cannot stand, they will actually die.
摩西从山上下来呢，就只是看了一个背影，结果脸上放光啊。
When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, even though he only saw the back of God, there's already glory of on his countenance.
那他从山下来，以色列人在里面做什么？大家记得吧？
So, when he came down from Mount Sinai,
在那里拜
people Israel do.
拜金牛犊哎。
There was worshiping the golden calf.
啊，在拜金牛犊，这些罪人他们一看到摩西反射神的这个荣光，他们怎么样？他说哇，太好了，这样的荣光。他们能看吗？不能看。
Yeah, so when those people seeing the glory, on Moses' countenance, can they see it?
所以他们就要摩西用一个帕子把脸遮起来。
They ask Moses to cover his face with veil.
因为神的这个荣光显明人的黑暗啊，人没有办法在神面前来站。
Because God's glory can really kind of shows you know our darkness.
所以保罗在这里并没有否认这件事情，他说那属死的执事是有荣光的。
So, Paul here said, well, the ministry of death there was still glory.
千万千万明白，我们不要去否定律法，不要去否定十诫。
Remember, we should not deny the Ten Commandments and the letter of law.
如果要在这里片面的去解释这个圣经，那好了，你看什么这个 courthouse 啊，什么政府部门 啊，把这个十诫都，就前些年我们很多时候我们基督徒要去祷告去抗议的事情嘛，啊，把十诫都丢掉。
Yeah, you can see years ago there's many government or courthouses that have started removing the Ten Commandments or other things from those government buildings.
在更早，美国公立学校里面也要把十诫也要拿掉，把公道都要取消掉。
And even before that, there was, you know, removal of the Ten Commandments and everything from the public schools.
那似乎好像他们还有道理的说，反正这就是属死的执事，是吗？
So that they seem to even have a good reason is that this is the ministry of death.
不不不不，十诫是非常非常宝贵的。
Well, the Ten Commandments is very precious.
十诫宝贵其中一点就是告诉我们，我们全都是罪人。
Well, because the importance of the Ten Commandments tells us we're all sinners.
所以它也是有荣光的。
So still have glory.
Yeah, 那但是呢，这个荣光在摩西的脸上会渐渐的褪去。
This glory on Moses' countenance will fade.
啊，单单守律法不可能带给人永远的生命。
Because if we only follow the letter of law, that would not give us eternal salvation.
那么今天我们作为新约的执事啊，是传讲的是给人永生，是更加真正有荣光的这样的一个执事。
Now we're the minister of the new covenant.And we're exemplifying, you know, even more of God's glory.
不但只是给人定罪，而且呢，也要给人称义的道路。
Not just the ministry of condemnation, but also the ministry of forgiveness.
所以今天我们来传扬耶稣基督十架的救恩。
So today, when we're spreading God's gospel, and the salvation from the cross,
荣光。
This is the glory remains. What is remains is even more, much more glorious.
那么使徒保罗说，这是一个属灵的执事，是圣灵所赐的荣光。
So this is the ministry of the Spirit. It will be more glorious.
这个图就是大家知道是摩西，摩西的这个画像或者是雕像，大家有没有注意到他的头上有什么？头上有两个角。
So this is the sculpture of Moses.
在好多的这个中世纪的这些的画作艺术作品当中，画摩西都把摩西头上画两个角。
So in many of those artistry artistic illustrations, they were shown Moses has two horns.
那为什么在摩西的脑袋会有两个角呢？这不是很怪怪的吗？
Why does he have two horns on top of his head?
实际上这里有一个故事。
There's a story.
这个跟这个拉丁文天主教五加大译本的圣经有关系。
This is related to the Latin translation of the Old Testament.
啊，那我们知道在四世纪的时候呢，那么有一位的这个修道士叫做 Jerome 耶罗米。
So in late fourth century, there was a Christian monk called Jerome.
那这个耶罗米呢，在把圣经翻译成拉丁文的时候，他就犯了一个错误。
He was translating the Bible into Latin, and he made a mistake.
本来的摩西从山上下来是脸上有荣光。
The Bible said that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he has the glory of, you know, on his countenance.
这个荣光这个词呢，他把它错误的翻译成了是角。
He translated into a horn.
嗯，所以这才有了这个中世纪很多很多的这些。这个艺术家的一个错误的理解和演绎。
So there is like, that's why there's many, many artists in the Middle Age that is trying to interpret that way and show the horns on the Moses.
你看右边的这个艺术作品呢，应该是大概比较靠近近代的。
Well, on the right hand, this sculpture is more close to the modern interpretation.
那他做了一个很有意思的艺术的演绎，他头上两个角，大家看到是像什么呢？能看得清吗？像是光芒一样。
Yeah, so that,
跟这次看的前面看。
Instead of showing the horns, it was showing almost as the light coming out of his head.
嗯，就是摩西带着神的荣光，不过确实脸上这个荣光也不好画，所以呢，他就这个，我觉得这个艺术家这个阐述的非常的好啊。那么这不好画这个荣光，就从他头上的反射，嗯，反射神的这个光芒。
Because it's really hard to show the glory on the countenance in the sculpture, so they were just showing this ray of light coming out of Moses.
啊，好，那么一方面，我们作为神的儿女，我们去反射神的荣光，同时我们也要想到一个问题。
As children of God, we're reflecting of God's glory.
今天我们所做的、所言、所行的，能不能荣耀神？
So.We should think about what we do, what we say, this is truly glorified by our Lord.
当人看到我们是否能够归荣耀给神。
When other people see us, do they attribute the glory to our Lord?
很多时候我们人真是 fall short of God's glory, 我们是亏缺神的荣耀。
Many times we're short of God's glory.
我们不但不能够去荣耀神，我们给神的脸上去抹黑。
Not only we do not exemplify God's glory, weActually, I would do things that even, you know, just even be more short of his glories.
那每一次当这样事情发生的时候，也是让我们的主圣灵用说不出来的叹息为我们来祷告。
So when it happens, the Holy Spirit is praying for us in the,
求神怜悯我们，要知道我们所做的乃是一个称义的之事。
Yeah, so, mercy on us, make sure that we're a ministry of righteousness.
好，我们来看最后一点。
The last point.
那么最后一点呢，我们在之前前几个月讲到的时候，我们已经有讲到这个自由啊，何处寻。
So we talk about in the prior sermons that talk about liberty.
我们也知道我们的自由也是从圣灵而来的。
We also know that our liberty is also from the Holy Spirit.
那摩西在这里，使徒保罗在这里继续讲，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆的讲说，不像摩西把帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
Yeah, Paul said here, therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away.
所以实际上这一段它里面的背后的神学是非常的深，而且是很重要的。
Well, there's deep theological meanings in this Bible verses.
所以今天我们再去读旧约的时候，我们应该是能够把这个帕子揭开，但当时以色列人他们不明白。
Yeah, so today with the God's salvation that we could pierce through the veil, but at the time of Moses,the children of Israel will not understand.
罗马书第三章已经宣告律法是把普世的人都圈在罪中。
Okay, the Romans chapter 3 already told us the law would govern all the people, all the sinners.
告诉我们凡有血气的没有一个因行律法能够在神面前称义。
So all people could not became righteousness through their flesh.
那当时以色列人他们还不明白这样一个将废者的结局。
Well, the children of Israel at the time still don't understand this.
神用以色列拣选以色列这个民族来显明一件事情，就是我们刚才刚刚讲过的，你靠你行律法是根本不可能让你自己得救的，这叫做属死的。
So God has chosen Israel, the people of Israel. It's really show that we cannot have the eternal salvation through our flesh.
那么第十四节，今天呢，他们心里刚硬，仍然还是继续走在这条死路上面。
Verse 14 said, but their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament.
但今天基督来了，基督揭去这个帕子了，啊，完全的启示给我们 ，progressive revelation 是一个渐进性的启示。
But the veil is already taken away in Christ.
我们这个根基已经打好了，啊，虽然是在水下，但现在能够浮出水面，让世人都看到这样一个神的荣耀的彰显。
We have the foundation, even though it's under water, still it's a solid foundation. Now we have to build what's on top of the water, which can be shown to the other people.
所以我们真是要为以色列人祷告，非常可怜，今天大部分的以色列人他们都还不明白这个道理。
Let us still pray for the people of Israel because many of them still don't understand this.
这个帕子也象征着人的罪跟神之间的隔阂，也象征着他们对神的这个启示还不能够完全的明白和了解。
This veil demonstrates the separation between God and us. And it also demonstrates that we still, many times, our eyes are, you know, are covered because we couldn't see what God truly gave us in the eternal salvation.
还有一点，就是也象征着人还没有真正的自由，若不是得到圣灵所赐的生命。
It also demonstrates that we still don't have the liberty if we don't truly believe in our Lord Christ.
所以第十七节就宣告，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
So the verse 17 told us, proclaims, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
你的心中有没有主的圣灵？
Do we have Holy Spirit in our heart?
你今天对圣灵的引导，圣灵在你生命当中所做的工作，是否敏感，是否顺服？
Are we truly following the Holy Spirit in our heart?
以色列人他们有一颗刚硬的心，是一颗被蒙蔽的心。
The Israel people have a heart of stone.
那今天新约时代基督徒，神要的是一颗悔改归主的心。
Today in the New Testament, that God has told us we need a heart of repentance.
到底圣灵所赐的自由是什么样的自由？
What is the liberty from our Holy Spirit?
那我们曾经有讲过，不是为所欲为。
It's not like you just do whatever.
而是脱离罪恶捆绑的自由。
But rather to liberate from the sin, the binding of the sin and the, the bending of the sin.
脱离了那个奴仆，罪恶奴仆的那个恶的辖制。
Liberty from as the slavery under sin.
而成为神的爱的奴仆。
Rather become slave under God's, love.
好，你说了，那我又没有自由了，我现在又变成神的奴仆了。刚才你也讲这个问题，我吃土。
Now you say, well, I still don't have a liberty because I'm now become a servant of God, and I'll be through the rust.
大家晓得吧
？Dust.
在这世界上，没有一个人能够真正的为所欲为，想干什么就干什么。
Well, I have to tell you that there's no one in this world can just do whatever they want.
这是不可能发生的事情。
It's impossible.
一个人要么就是神的奴仆，要么就是罪的奴仆。
You're either slave of sin, a slave of sin, or slave of our Lord.
我们给大家一个定义，我们复习一下，到底什么是自由？是想做什么就做什么吗
？Okay, what is the definition of liberty? Is it that do whatever you want?
真正的自由是想不做什么就不做什么。
The true liberty is when you decide not to do it.You have the liberty to not do so.
你不但是神的爱的奴仆。
You're not only the slave of God's love.
你更是神爱的儿女。
You're also the children of God's love.
所以你能够靠着主恩典做到想不做什么就不做什么。
So through God's grace that we can choose not to do the things that we decide not to do.
在这里除了我们基督徒常常所用的恩上加恩，力上加力。
Now, in addition to the grace upon, to grace and the strength upon strength.
保罗在第十八节给我们一个非常美好的一个应许。
Paul has shown us the great promise in verse 18.
现在我们既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
But we all with unveiled face,
好像从镜子里反照。
Beholding as in, the glory of the Lord,
就变成主的形状。
Are being transformed into the same image.
得以大家看这词叫做荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成。
Just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
今天你愿不愿恩上加恩力上加力而且荣上加荣。
Today, are you looking for to, from, grace to grace, from strength to strength, and from glory to glory?
我们都是神卑微的仆人。
We're all humbling servants of our Lord.
但是我们又是神荣耀的子女。
But we're also, the children of God from His glory.
我们感谢我们的主圣灵。
As we praise our Holy Spirit.
啊，他赐给我们什么？见信 letter.
Give us the letter of commendation.
他还给我们什么？ Life. 来赐下给我们生命。
Also give us life.
他还给我们什么？ Light.
Also give us light.
这个荣光。他还给我们自由。
Also give us liberty.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们谢谢主祷告。亲爱的父神，恩典的主。
Our Heavenly Father.
感谢您拯救了我们。
We praise you that you have saved us.
感谢主圣灵保惠师。
We thank you to give us the Holy Spirit.
你是我们的见信。
You are our letter of commendation.
写在我们的心板上。
Written of our hearts.
主啊，你赐给我们宝贵的生命。
We ask you to give us the precious life.
基督里的新生命。
The new life.In our Christ.
你赐给你的儿女荣上加荣。
You have given us the same image from glory to glory.
脱离世界的黑暗和邪情私欲。
To save us from the darkness and the sinfulness in this world.
让我们甘心乐意的为主而活。
And let us to live happily for our Lord.
在主里有这样的真自由。
To have true liberty in our Lord.
求主施恩赐福你的众儿女。
We ask you to show your grace to all of us.
我们知道我们是卑微不配的仆人。
We know we're unworthy servants.
但我们也知道我们在主里面有何等尊贵的位分。
But we also know the precious, the identity you have given to all of us.
能够服侍万王之王，万主之主。是你给我们的恩典。
Grace.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
奉耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。